T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Thousands arrested in protests across the country. We have the story.
Peaceful protests in Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A strong ridge of high pressure remains over the central part of the country, and it's going to feel more like summer than late spring today. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Hundreds of citizens have been arrested in Santa Monica, California, during the protests and riots over the death of George Floyd. Fox's Jeff Paul with more from Santa Monica.
A very tough day here for people who live and work around Santa Monica. And it started much earlier in the afternoon with a very peaceful march and protest, but then turned into scenes like this. There was a fire out here earlier. All this glass just shattered on the ground. And as we move a little further down, that scene is repeated over and over again.
The Associated Press is reporting more than 4,000 people have been arrested during the George Floyd protests over the last week.
A large group of people blocked the intersection at 21st and Arkansas in North Wichita last night. The gathering followed an earlier community demonstration in that same area, attendees telling Cake News that it was a peaceful protest about unity. Crowds gathered at the police station at 21st and Hillside and in downtown Wichita on Saturday, hundreds spending their afternoon rallying against police brutality in honor of Floyd, who died in police custody in Minnesota earlier this week. Rallies started with a prayer, featured speakers from the community, and local law enforcement followed. Also, Mayor Brandon Whipple.
I also need you to hold me accountable. If I ever lose my way, as some elected officials do, you got to make sure that you call me and make sure I get back on the right path.
Several hundred protesters rallied at the Kansas State House in Topeka to protest Floyd's death in Minnesota.
Chants and T-shirts worn by participants Saturday recalled the 2017 case of a black man fatally shot by two white police officers in Topeka. Organizers promised a peaceful protest and opened with prayer. The racially diverse crowd included children and older adults and held signs with slogans such as "I can't breathe" and "Stop lynching us." Floyd, who had been handcuffed, died while a white police officer pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for several minutes. The Topeka event also remembered Dominique White's death in Topeka in September 2017. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two former Sedgwick County Sheriff Office employees are under criminal investigation after items were discovered missing from the department's evidence locker.
$145,000 in cash, drugs, guns, and power tools were discovered missing. Some of the missing items are related to pending cases, and around 30 cases have already been dismissed. However, according to the district attorney, some of those cases may be able to be refiled. During a briefing, Sheriff Jeff Easter says this is one of the worst things that has happened during his time in office.
Other than losing Deputy Coonsey, this is probably the second worst thing that's ever happened in my career because it's under my leadership. So we will take the actions to correct it. We'll take actions to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Charges have not yet been filed against the former employees, but officials say the investigation is still ongoing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Hundreds of people in Wichita flocked to bars and clubs on the first weekend they were open after Governor Laura Kelly and local officials lifted restrictions meant to check the spread of the novel coronavirus. The Wichita Eagle reported that by 11 p.m. Friday, bars in the Old Town District in downtown Wichita were packing in customers
for a celebration after being closed for 2 months. Knots of people moved through the streets, hugging friends they met, and in some cases, turning cartwheels.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt tells KNSS News, during the COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Laura Kelly used state emergency statutes in ways they've never been used before.
Telling people to stay in their houses and shut their businesses and not to gather in groups and not to go to church. And we've certainly never had 30-some emergency orders in a single, what is it now, two-and-a-half-month period or whatever, however long it's been. So I really think the legislature needs to take a good hard look at those statutes and maybe rein them in so that we don't go down this path again.
Attorney General Schmidt, a guest on the John Whitmer Show. That's heard Sunday nights at 7 o'clock on KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
At Fisher Investments...
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock here on a Monday morning. Health officials pegged the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Kansas at 9,719 now, with 208 deaths. Sedgwick County reports 585 cases with 21 deaths and 428 recoveries. COVID-19 has been found on the campus of Wichita State University. School officials say an employee working on campus has tested positive. They did not disclose what building or department. They have contacted the people who were known to have contact with the employee.
SpaceX's Crew Dragon successfully delivered its astronauts to the International Space Station yesterday, the first privately built spacecraft to do that.
With Mission Control in Houston erupting in applause, astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley floated through the hatch into the International Space Station, welcomed by their friend and mission commander Chris Cassidy, plus Russians Anatoly Ivanishin and Ivan Wagner.
Go for approach two.
A few hours earlier, this SpaceX mission aced its second big test of this historic mission, making it all the way to the station. After 19 hours and some delicate steering, the Dragon capsule latched into the hatch. This mission is proving that NASA's public-private partnership model can work successfully. It's also another step towards getting Americans back onto the moon and eventually to Mars. At the Kennedy Space Center, Phil Keating, Fox News.
President Trump is resuming in-person fundraising events.
The Trump campaign confirming that the president is scheduled to host a June 11th fundraiser at a private home in Dallas and a June 13th event at his golf club in New Jersey. The fundraisers will be smaller than the president's typical events, with only about 25 attendees expected at each. The president is also adamant about holding the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, even as North Carolina officials are raising concerns about safety due to the coronavirus pandemic. Former Vice President Joe Biden has refrained from holding in-person fundraisers during the pandemic, instead doing online events from his home in Delaware. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning in traffic, getting word from the Kansas Turnpike, they're going to be doing some work today on the Kansas Turnpike in the Wichita area. So watch out for intermittent traffic problems on north and southbound I-35, that's the Kansas Turnpike, basically just south of the K-96. So between Kellogg and K-96, you're going to be seeing these traffic issues out there due to some construction work. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
It's beginning to feel a lot like summertime in Kansas.
Yeah, it's going to feel more like the dog days of summer, even though, of course, officially we're not there yet. But, yeah, that's really the big weather headline and the big weather story. The Storm Track 3 weather team kind of giving everybody a heads up last week, talking about what we've got ahead to start the month of June. And now that we're here, yeah, today won't really feel all that bad. But then after today, 90s looking likely. For the time being, possibly all the way into next week, Steve. So, yeah, we got to make sure that we remember, especially with a lot of stuff reopening, remember to make sure that we're staying cool and staying hydrated, because I'm sure there's going to be more people spending more time, you know, outside with a lot of these businesses and, you know, just more opportunities to do stuff outside, kind of reopening with everything going on. So we do have some dry skies as well. Unfortunately, it doesn't really look like we're going to get a whole lot of rain. Things are going to stay dry. We've got partly cloudy skies today, mostly sunny at times, and sky's actually in pretty good shape right now. We've also got some south winds at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Winds are fairly light right now, but they will pick up, especially by the time we get into the afternoon, and that's what's going to help send us up to 87 because those winds are going to be out of the south. We'll drop down to 66 tonight, just making for another mild start by early tomorrow morning with skies just staying fair, south winds, still breezy overnight too, out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour, and then a mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. A little bit warmer, though, getting up to 90 degrees, and then just to kind of go through the timeline, Wednesday, 91, Thursday, 93, 95 once we kick off our weekend on Friday, and then 90s likely all the way into next Monday. So, yeah, got to make sure that we're just making sure that we're staying cool and staying hydrated out there. Best chance of rain this week. It looks like it's going to be late Wednesday through the early part of our Thursday. Right now, where you've got a temperature of 64 degrees, just a few clouds in the sky with a light south wind at 8 miles an hour. And dew point of 57, I also want to mention that just because it doesn't really feel all that muggy out there right now. Shouldn't feel that way as we go through the day. Dew point should remain in check as well as the mugginess, but that may change by the time we get into the middle of this week. I think humidity will be on the way up as well as those temperatures.
So both Saturday and Sunday, I saw quite a few people out walking. As you said, and it's always, you know, and I saw a couple of guys running early on Saturday morning, and their T-shirts were just soaked through. So it's that humidity will catch up with you, and you can lose a lot of water. It's a good idea. Stay hydrated. Good idea.
Yeah, and we're only going to be talking about this more and more, you know, as we get closer to that official start of summer, which is, just to throw it out there, June 20th, Saturday.
Okay, June 20th. All right. Thank you, sir. 7:14 now, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. You know, the Mark is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio, the Monarch in Delano. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, Monday morning, June 1st. And it was quite an eventful weekend across the country, but also here in Wichita, as you know, the bars and the nightclubs opened up and people just took advantage of them and went out and and apparently they did a lot of grouping up in the old town in different places. And just wonder if we're going to have another spike in the COVID-19 cases here in the next week or two. We'll keep you posted on it. Small businesses and how they're surviving. I did talk to a man over the weekend, a friend of mine who has been in small business for a long time here in Wichita, and asked him how he was doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say who it is, but he said he was actually closed for about 8 weeks.
Right.
But when I dropped in on him this weekend, he had another two employees working with him. So he said, that some of that PPV money or whatever they're calling it, he got some of that, and he's going to try to get it to where he doesn't have to pay the loan back. But he says that's probably going to maybe just the key to keeping him going.
Just keep the doors open.
And, of course, and then we got into a discussion about, will people expect this every time there's a glitch in something? Is there going to be the government sending us money? Is it going to be new socialism? What's going to be about? I said, I don't know. I don't know about that. I said, I've been from the start of this thing, walked to the nature of it. The whole thing hinges on if we're healthy. I mean, I think we could come back from this pretty quick. And we have these figures from Creighton University that we share every month that shows that 9 states here in the Midwest, including, of course, Kansas and Oklahoma, have basically been in recessionary mode for 2 months. I always thought the definition of a recession, national recession, was two quarters of non-growth or shrinking, something like that. And I don't think we've had that. We haven't had that 2 quarters yet. So what I'm saying is I'm very hopeful this is going to come back.
Of course, this isn't a situation where stuff shrank. It just closed.
It stopped
immediately.
Well, it may be a different
one day.
Yeah, different definition there. It's just
it
gone.
It wasn't a process where it was shrinking. Yeah. It was an immediate thing.
Well, folks are they're open again. Things are going on. I mean, Shelly and I actually went out and dined in a restaurant yesterday afternoon, so that's not back completely to normal, but there seem to be people out there who want to go and do that kind of thing. We didn't go shopping this weekend as far as going to a store or something. I've been wanting to buy myself a new pair of jeans, and I didn't get around to it this weekend. I thought, maybe not. I'll wait a little bit longer on it. It doesn't matter. I'm getting by. I got plenty of clothes to wear. Right?
What was your hesitation?
We just ran out of time. We were doing other things, doing other healthy things. I just didn't get it done. We're, you know, working in the yard and doing all kinds of stuff like that. And had a nice weekend, though. Good weekend.
Good.
Nothing bad happened this
weekend. Finished up May.
Yeah, May is in the book. It's been a tough first.
Why does it feel like it's only been 5 months, but this year seems like about 5 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm aging rapidly.
Right.
It just seems like it goes on forever, and there's not a whole lot of good stuff to talk about, but maybe we can get back to close to normal here in the next few weeks as the economy begins to open up again, and we hope without the virus. Coming up on 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and keeping track of the sports news, as always, on a Monday morning, Ted Woodward. Ted?
Of course, we've been talking about the protests all over the nation this weekend and the death and police custody of George Floyd in Minnesota. A former NBA player speaking out about this. He's a guy that played at Butler Community College.
Speaking from the Minneapolis City Hall Rotunda Friday, former NBA veteran Steven Jackson spoke to honor the memory of his friend of more than 20 years, George Floyd.
I'm here because they're not going to demean the character of George Floyd.
That's right.
My twin.
Floyd, pinned down by his neck by police during an arrest caught on video earlier this week, complaining he could not breathe, leading to his death. Jackson expressing his outrage over what he saw as clearly racist practice.
When was murder ever worth?
Never.
But if it's a black man, it's approved.
Jackson's comments coming as that arresting officer was charged Friday with third-degree murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
So Jackson actually knew this, the man who was killed then. Oh, gosh. That's getting personal, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah, it's all personal at this point.
I guess so.
Yep. Yeah. The NBA is trying to get back into swing and get its season resumed. LeBron James has been a part of that process. Some thoughts on that from Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider.
He has reached out to his few teammates who left Los Angeles during this time and checked on them when they were going to come back, which was their way, his way of saying, get back to L.A. So a couple of teammates are playing this week. LeBron has been organizing activities. Obviously, you can't organize an entire team practice, but he has several teammates at a time working out together, including Anthony Davis. As you saw them have a bike ride yesterday. And he is, from what I understand, talking to people all across the league, he has been a driving factor in getting everything going. He wants to play. He's getting ready.
NBA is still on hold, though, as its season has been on pause for 2.5 months. NASCAR racing yesterday, 140,000 seat venue empty. The short track in Bristol, Tennessee. Brad Keselowski, the winner. Kansas native Clint Bowyer ended up finishing in second place, his highest finish in a year. Started in 23rd place and finished in second. And, of course, those two guys benefited from a wreck late in the race that allowed Keselowski to win and Bowyer to finish second. And Bowyer, even in his post-game press conference, got crashed in by the winner, Keselowski.
Congratulations, Brad. You know you hit the damn six car into me and wiped me out. If they would have held you up a little bit more, I was going to be apologizing. This would have been an apologetic interview right here. I was moving Bradley.
I was underneath him, and he.
Congrats.
You did great.
You did greater. You did greater.
No, it's amazing what you can do with your eyes closed.
Hey, you'll take the finish however it happens. Bowyer's second top five finish of the season, and he moves up a couple of spots, now in 12th place in the overall standings after yesterday's NASCAR race. And we've got a fun week coming up here at Sports Radio KFH as we bring you classic Shocker baseball games from the 1989 College World Series in Omaha from 31 years ago when the Shockers won the national championship. Of course, the Shockers won 5 games in Omaha that year, so we're bringing you all 5 games on the 5 nights this week, starting tonight. And that'll be the opener when Wichita State opened up the College World Series against the Arkansas Razorbacks with Greg Brummett, Wichita Northwest High School, on the mound for the Shockers. Mike Kennedy and Casey Scott had the call of the game, and these games were on cassette tape. Mike Kennedy had them on cassettes. And our program director, Tony Deusing, worked many weeks putting these onto digital format to get them to where we can put them on the air.
On the air, yeah.
And we've got some really nice broadcasts coming up the next 5 nights this week. Right after Bob and Jeff on The Drive, the Lutz boys over on Sports Radio KFH. So at 6 o'clock every night this week, you get a different Shocker game in Omaha leading up to the national championship win over Texas. So the Shockers and Arkansas College World Series opener, that'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And just remember, these games have not been on the air in 31 years since they were live broadcast here on KNSS. So tune in tonight over on Sports Radio KFH for that.
722 now. Keep it in for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Who is hardest hit by the pandemic? That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.